What stage of grief are you at? It's been 3 days, well, approximately 86 hours, but who's counting, since the sports world was rocked with the most surprising trade in basketball history. Mavericks fan favorite Luka Doncic, one of the best basket players on earth, is now a Los Angeles Laker. Luka might be gone, but his stake lives on at Nick and Sam's. Nick and Sam's, of course, is the legendary Dallas steakhouse founded by famed restaurateur Phil Romano and spearheaded by executive chef Samir Drandar. A longtime Plano resident, Drandar also authored the memoir Raising the Stakes: My Journey to Creating the Best Steakhouse in the World, and has even written for Local Profile magazine. The restaurant is a mainstay for date nights, anniversaries, business deals, and a haunt for pro athletes. The great Dirk Nowitzki is a regular and has his own steak, the Dirk, a 41 ounces tenderloin, dry-aged for 41 days in honor of Nowitzki's Mavs jersey number. Doncic was the heir to Nowitzki's throne, and fittingly, Nick and Sam's created a steak, the Luka, a 77-ounce dry-aged New York strip steak in honor of his jersey number. Why the Luka will stay on Nick and Sam's menu? In my 25-plus year career, I feel blessed to say I have met some interesting and incredible people who have walked through the doors of Nick and Sam's. But it's not often that you come across someone as special as Luka Doncic, Drandar wrote on Nick and Sam's official Instagram. Luka is one of the most caring, warm, and funniest guys I know. His love for Dallas shined through with every conversation and game, he continued. That's why we created the Luka, a dish we will continue to serve because his impact isn't defined by his profession but by his character. View this post on Instagram, a post shared by Nick and Sam's Steakhouse, at Nick and Sam's. Drandar added that he will continue to cheer on his friend Doncic and looks forward to seeing him again. And yes, fans would prefer that Luka, the person, stays in Dallas. Even as he leaves, Nick and Sam's decision to keep him on the menu shows just how much Doncic has meant. Do we know why Luka was traded in the deal? The Mavericks got Anthony Davis, a 10-time All-Star, one of the best in the league, Max Christie, an excellent shooting guard, and a 2029 first-round draft pick from the Lakers. Both players will add to the team, but the Mavs seem set on building a franchise around Doncic. The ensuing trade, though, was done in secret. Doncic wasn't shopped around to other teams, perhaps due to fears of fan blowback. Even minority stakeholder Mark Cuban, who sold the team's majority stake in 2023 to the Adelson and Dumont families, says he wasn't involved in the deal. Cuban once famously said that he would sooner divorce his wife than trade Doncic. It was hard to imagine why such a great player, ranked the second best in the NBA, would be traded. Yes, there are rumblings about Doncic's weight and conditioning, or that the trade decision was front office execs reasserting power. Whatever the reason, ESPN called the trade unfathomable. Doncic wanted to play his entire career for the Mavericks. Photo: Victor Velter, Shutterstock. What Luka meant to Mavericks fans. There's a reason why fans gathered and created a makeshift memorial at the American Airlines Center, why they took to social media to express shock, and why they're experiencing a sense of loss. Doncic wasn't only one of the best players, if not the best, of his generation. There was pride that a world-class, international superstar played for the local team. And he wanted to be here. It wasn't always like that. If you're from here and of a certain age, being a Mavericks fan wasn't easy. Before Mark Cuban bought the team in 2000 and before Nowitzki brought home the championship in 2011, times were bleak. In the 1992-93 season, for example, the team's record was 11 wins and 71 losses, one of the worst seasons in NBA history. Ouch. They weren't good, sure, but fans continued to support the Mavs. This was our team. As a kid, I remember going to see them at Reunion Arena, the stadium that predated the American Airlines Center. I remember Mavs player Derek Harper coming to my elementary school to show us basketball tips and sign autographs. I remember standing in line at Knicks Sports Cards to meet Roy Tarpley, the former first-round pick who seemed so promising. There were years of hopelessness, heartbreak, and letdowns. That changed under Dirk Nowitzki. The Mavs got good, real good, and then, great. And Luka, who took the team to the NBA Finals last season, was poised to continue this legacy. And yet, Doncic meant so much more than a phenomenal player. Arriving as a fresh-faced rookie from Slovenia, we saw him come of age here. He became part of the community. He put down roots. He became a Texan. That was the real Luka magic. In the wake of this week's trade, Frisco-based YouTubers Dude Perfect, who did a video with Doncic in 2022, created this fitting tribute. The Mavericks still might be great this season. They still could win it all. Another championship trophy, the second in franchise history. Can you imagine? And nothing could be more bittersweet. To try the Luka yourself, make reservations at Nick and Sam's here. __ Hungry for more? Check out our dining guide. Don't miss anything local. Sign up for our free newsletter.